Hello, and welcome to our Genetic Disorder Podcast. My name is Nicholas Hirsch. Today we have a special guest with a genetic disorder called hemophilia. His name is Surya Sendilkumar. Welcome to our podcast, Surya.
Thank you for having me today, Nick.
No problem. Why don't you tell us a little bit about hemophilia?
Well, hemophilia is a genetic disorder when blood doesn't clot normally because it lacks blood clotting proteins. It causes excessive amounts of bleeding from cuts and causes large bruises. I inherited this disease from my mother, and I was diagnosed with hemophilia when I was a baby. Doctors diagnosed me with it when I was tested with a clotting factor test.
How common is this disorder?
Hemophilia occurs in 1 out of 5,000 male births. Hemophilia is more common in men than in women because men only need one of the alleles to get the disorder, while women need both.
Wow, that's crazy. How has this disease affected you personally, Surya?
From an early age, I've experienced severe bleeding and pain in my joints. It's been difficult to participate in activities that many other children participate in, including sports.
Wow, that sounds like a hard and difficult life.
Yeah.
Do you know how this disease is acquired?
Yes, there are multiple ways. You can inherit it, or it can be caused when a person's immune system attacks clotting factors in the blood.
Wow, how does hemophilia become inherited?
In the most common types of hemophilia, the mutated gene is on the X chromosome, a boy who inherits the X from their mother and a Y from the father. This means that hemophilia almost always occurs in boys and is passed from mother to son through one of the mother's genes. In about 30% of people with hemophilia, a spontaneous mutation occurs in one of the genes associated with hemophilia.
What are the most common symptoms that you have experienced, and how do you deal with them?
Well, I mostly experience large bruises and severe bleeding from minor injuries. Other symptoms may include unusual bleeding after vaccinations, bleeding in urine or stool, unexplained nosebleeds, and unexpected irritability in infants. I overcame these problems by injecting clotting factors or plasma in my body.
How do you think you can live the rest of your life? Do you think you will live a long and healthy life?
My prognosis can be mild or severe. I just have to stay healthy and educated so I can have a long and healthy life.
Thank you, Surya. Looks like we're almost out of time for today, and I will see you next time on the Genetic Disorder Podcast. If you want to listen to our previous podcast, please visit geneticpodcast.org. Thank you, Surya.
Thank you, Nick.